Great Hearts, Northern Oaks, 9th Grade Biology. Textbook pages 255 through 258. Page 255. DNA Technology. Today, scientists manipulate DNA for many practical purposes by using techniques collectively called DNA technology. For example, DNA technology can be used as evidence in a criminal case by providing positive identification of DNA left at the scene of a crime. Scientists also use DNA technology to improve food crops, to determine if a person has the genetic information for certain diseases before symptoms appear, and to do research on treatments and cures for genetic diseases. This chapter discusses the tools of DNA technology, how scientists apply these tools to study entire genomes, and how they use them to improve human lives. DNA identification. Except for identical twins, no two people in the world are genetically alike. A majority of DNA is actually the same in all humans, but about 0.10% of the human genome, the complete genetic material in an individual, varies from person to person. Because of the 0.10% variation, scientists are able to identify people based on their DNA. DNA identification compares DNA samples in regions of a chromosome that differ. DNA identification is useful for many purposes, including determining a person's paternity, identifying human remains, tracing human origins, and providing evidence in criminal cases. Non-coding DNA. Amazingly, about 98% of our genetic makeup does not code for any protein. The regions of DNA that do not code for proteins are called non-coding DNA. Non-coding DNA contains many length polymorphisms, or variations in the length of the DNA molecule between known genes. Some length polymorphisms in non-coding regions come from short, repeating sequences of DNA. For example, a repeating nucleotide sequence might be C-A-C-A-C-A, and so on. These sequences can repeat a few or many times in tandem, one behind another, and so are called variable number tandem repeats, VNTR. The number of tandem repeats at specific places, loci, in DNA varies among individuals. For each of the many VNTR loci in a person's DNA, he or she will have a certain number of repeats. Geneticists have calculated how frequently VNTR used in DNA identification occur in the general population. With these numbers, they can determine how rare a particular DNA profile is. Page 256. Steps in DNA identification. The main steps involved in DNA identification are 1. Isolate the DNA in a sample and, if needed, make copies. 2. Cut the DNA into shorter fragments that contain known VNTR areas. 3. Sort the DNA by size. And 4. Compare the size fragments in the unknown sample of DNA to those of known samples of DNA. If a match occurs between the unknown sample and a known sample, then a person's identity can be confirmed. Copying DNA, polymerase chain reaction. Often, DNA that is recovered from a crime scene or from human tissues is present in very small amounts. In these cases, scientists need to make copies in order to have enough DNA to use for DNA identification. The polymerase chain reaction, PCR, is a technique that quickly produces many copies of a DNA fragment. As shown in step 1 of figure 13-1, PCR requires a template, a DNA fragment containing the sequence the scientist wants to copy. PCR also requires a supply of the 4 DNA nucleotides, heat-tolerant DNA polymerase, and primers. Primers are artificially made pieces of single-stranded DNA that are 20 to 30 nucleotides long that must be present for DNA polymerase to initiate replication. Primers are complementary to the ends of the DNA fragment that is to be copied. When all the ingredients are combined, copying can begin. Primers bind to DNA, and DNA polymerase makes a copy of both DNA strands. Heating breaks the bonds holding the template DNA to the newly made strands. After cooling, as shown in step 2, primers can once more bind to the DNA. Then, in step 3, DNA polymerase can copy again. In step 4, the cycle is repeated. With each new cycle, the DNA between the two primers doubles. Page 257. Cutting DNA restriction enzymes. To cut long DNA molecules into shorter pieces, biologists use bacterial proteins called restriction enzymes. Restriction enzymes recognize specific short DNA sequences and cut the DNA in or near the sequence, as figure 13-2 shows. Some restriction enzymes leave DNA overhangs that function like sticky ends, so that other pieces of DNA with complementary sequences can bind to them. Sorting DNA by size: gel, electrophoresis. DNA fragments can be studied using a technique called gel electrophoresis. Gel electrophoresis separates nucleic acids or proteins according to their size and charge. As shown in step 1 of figure 13-3, the DNA samples are cut with a restriction enzyme. The DNA is then placed in wells made on a thick gel, as shown in step 2. An electric current runs through the gel for a given period of time. Negatively charged DNA fragments migrate toward the positively charged end of the gel. Smaller DNA fragments migrate faster and farther than longer fragments, and this separates the fragments by size. In step 3, the DNA is transferred to a nylon membrane and radioactive probes are added. The probes bind to complementary DNA. In step 4, an X-ray film is exposed to the radiolabeled membrane. The resulting pattern of bands is called a DNA fingerprint. Page 258. Comparing DNA. DNA fingerprints. To permanently preserve the DNA fingerprint, a technician can place a positively charged nylon membrane over the gel and transfer the negatively charged DNA to the membrane. To visualize specific DNA pieces, biologists can prepare a nucleic acid complementary to the DNA of interest and label it radioactively. A sheet of X-ray film placed over the gel will be exposed only where the desired DNA is on the gel, providing a DNA fingerprint. An example of a DNA fingerprint is shown in figure 13-4. Accuracy of DNA fingerprints. What makes a DNA fingerprint so powerful as an identification tool is the combined analysis of many VNTR loci. Analyzing only one VNTR locus is like having only one digit in a person's telephone number. DNA fingerprinting typically compares from 5 to 13 VNTR loci. 13 loci, as often used by some crime labs in their criminal profiles, produce the odds that two people will share a DNA profile at about 1 in 100 billion. There are about 6.5 billion people on Earth, so this should be enough to remove any doubt.